Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Nelson Briles. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clarence Jones. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field. Flood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flood. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Spangler. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCarver takes first base on ball four. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bryles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Briles is 0 for 1 in the game. Briles strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Brock reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Jones reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. There goes Banks trying to get to home. Maris throws the ball into Javier, who relays the ball to McCarver, who tags Banks, who came all the way from first, for the out. 1 out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Al Jackson now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Tolan pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Shannon moves to second. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Al Jackson. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Shannon scores. Tolan moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolan scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Willis now pitching. Eddie Bresud now playing shortstop. Bobby Tolan now playing right field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Randy Hundley pinch hits for John Stevenson. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shannon hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Shannon moves to second. Ed Spezio pinch hits for Eddie Bresud. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spezio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.